Many students view reading as something uncool or boring, but when you stand in front of the class enthusiastically talking about a book, it can shift their perception. It makes reading something exciting, relevant, and enjoyable. Your passion becomes infectious, and suddenly reading becomes something that's worth their time and their attention. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Wall, your host of the Middle School Cafe podcast, a podcast specifically for secondary ELA teachers looking to close the achievement gap. I'm a 20-year veteran teacher who still loves being in the classroom. Tune in each week as I reflect on my own teaching experience to bring you lesson plans, strategies, and stories that will help you develop your students as readers and writers. So grab your notepad, a cup of coffee, and join me each week as we dive into all things ELA. Here we go. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope that your school year is off to a great start. We just started this past week, and I'm excited to share that I have 4 eighth grade language arts classes and 1 U.S. history class. So for me, it's going to be the best of both worlds because I get to teach my 2 favorite subjects. We are still in the getting to know you phase of class. We're in the honeymoon phase, and I'm really hoping that the honeymoon phase lasts a little bit longer than it has the past few years. I'm really excited to share this entire school year with you. I want to remind you that there's a survey posted over in the show notes, and I'm just simply asking for your input on what topics that you'd like me to talk about during the year. I've never been a person short on opinions, and I definitely have a lot of opinions about my class and how teaching has changed over the last few years. So I'm not short on ideas for the podcast, but I really want your input to know what direction to take our podcast in. I want this to be something that is helpful for you. So what are the things that you're struggling with, or where would you like some additional help or support? Or is there something you'd like me to do a little bit of research on and then do an episode over? I want to pick topics for our episodes that are going to be helpful to you and of interest to you. So for anyone willing to take a few moments to answer the survey, I will enter your name into a drawing for either an Amazon or a Starbucks gift card, just as a way to say thank you. And I promise the survey is super short, but it will be so beneficial as I plan the episodes for the upcoming school year. The survey will be open for another week, and I really appreciate you just taking the time to complete the simple questions. So let's get into today's topic. One thing that I want to do at the beginning of every school year is set the stage for reading. I want students to know right away that in our class, we read and we talk about books. We have all heard those dreaded words, "I hate to read." And to be honest, it used to bother me because I knew that it meant I had an uphill battle with that student to get them to read. But now I see it differently. I approach it a little bit differently. When a student says they hate to read, I know that it just simply means that they either haven't found the right book or maybe the right format yet. Today, we're going to be talking about a really easy to implement idea that can help turn even the most reluctant reader into book enthusiasts. Okay, maybe not overnight, but it will definitely help you spark their interest in stories. I'm talking about the teacher book talk. We all know that kids today have a lot competing for their attention. Video games, social media, TikTok, sports, all kinds of things, you name it. It's becoming more and more challenging to convince students to put down their screens and pick up a book. That's where the teacher book talk can help. Imagine this. You're standing in front of your class holding a book that you're genuinely excited about. The cover art is intriguing. The blurb on the back promises adventure and mystery. You're about to embark on a journey to a whole new world, and you want your students to join you. That's the magic of a teacher book talk, inviting students to be part of your journey. A teacher book talk is an invitation to a secret adventure, a sneak peek into the wonders that lie within the pages of the book. A book talk is a short presentation where you introduce a book to your students, capturing their attention and sparking their curiosity. But here's the thing. You don't just summarize the book or give away any juicy details. You give students just enough to make them curious, to make them want to read more and want to pick up and read the story for themselves. In a way, teacher book talks are like the trailers of the literary world. Just like a movie trailer highlights the most exciting parts of a film without revealing the entire plot, a book talk does the same thing for literature. It's the perfect tool for engaging those who might be hesitant to give a book a chance. It's an opportunity to show students that reading can be just as thrilling as any other form of entertainment. So let's take a minute and talk about how to do a teacher book talk. It doesn't have to be complicated, although I think many teachers, including myself, have unintentionally made it more complicated than it needs to be. After several years, I've figured out how to present my own book talks. Remember, it's all about just sharing your enthusiasm and giving your students a taste of what the book has to offer. So here's a few things to consider for your book talk. Number one, choose the right book. If you have never done a book talk, start by choosing a book that you know pretty well. And then, of course, once you're comfortable doing a book talk, it is possible to share a book that you've never read or only read a few chapters of. It's impossible to read all the books and to know all the things. And students definitely have different tastes in books sometimes than I do. If you remember last year, my class loved horror books. I still shared those books, but I didn't read any of them. I personally hate to be scared. And even though I want my students to enjoy their books and I want students to read books, I knew I needed to share the books, but I didn't pick up any of them. I was not willing to read the horror books, but I found ways to still share the books with students. All right, choosing the right book. Start by selecting a book that you're genuinely excited about. Your enthusiasm will be contagious and you'll feel more comfortable talking about the book because you already know the book and you already love it. When I first started giving book talks, I used all the books that I knew really well before tackling any of the others. Because if you're genuinely excited and intrigued by the story, your students will be too. Number two, plan your presentation. Just like anything else you do in class, you'll want to do some planning ahead of time. Even though I'm an avid reader, there's only a handful of books I could share all day long without doing any prep work. So even if I've presented the book for years, I still take time to review the book and make a plan for it. You don't have to put together a full presentation. Book talks are generally pretty short, a couple of minutes, and that's it. But I do write down a few notes because I know for me, if I don't have a few things written down on a piece of paper, by the end of the day, after sharing the book four or five times, I just simply can't remember what I've said and what I've told to classes and kind of where I am in my book talk. So I just jot a few things down so I have something to refer back to. I like to share when I'm doing a book talk. I like to have the book in my hand when I'm talking about it. And if I have more than one copy, I will pass that book around while I'm talking. But if I don't, I'll just share about the book and then pass it around at the end. Start with a hook, something that's going to grab your students' attention. That could be a question. Maybe it's a quote from the book. Maybe there's something really exciting about the setting, or maybe there's something unique about a character. Grab your students' attention with the book. Maybe it was even a movie. A lot of the students have seen the movie, but haven't read the book. Then give just kind of a general overview of the plot. Introduce the main characters, the setting, maybe the central conflict. Remember that you're setting the stage for the adventure that awaits within the pages, but don't give away all of it. You just want to entice them with the story. I also share why I personally enjoy the book and why I think students might as well. Maybe there was a specific character that resonated with me. Maybe the writing style was creative or imaginative or something I hadn't seen before. I explain what made the book special to me and how it maybe touched my emotions. I share just really why I enjoyed the book. This is why I think it's important to start with a book that you genuinely love. When I shared books on the horror genre, my students already knew that I didn't like it, but I still tried to entice them with what the story was about. All right, next, you're going to select a short and an engaging excerpt from the book to read aloud so students can hear the story. Choose a passage that showcases the author's writing style, introduces a key moment, or captures the tone of the story. Reading aloud helps students to experience the book's tone and the characters firsthand. By carefully selecting that exciting excerpt, sharing a little bit about the characters and the setting, and weaving in your own enthusiasm, you're creating a recipe for engagement. You're offering your students a taste of what the book has to offer, like showing them the trailer of a movie that leaves them excited to watch the movie or to read the entire book. And lastly, I talk about the genre of the book and who might like the book. In other words, like if you liked book XYZ, then you'll probably enjoy this, making the connections for the students who might not be able to do that for themselves. Remember, the goal of the Teacher Book Talk is to create anticipation and curiosity, enticing your students to want to explore the book further on their own. By including these things in your book talk, you'll provide a glimpse into the book, leaving your students eager to explore and want to read more. And isn't that the goal? We want them to want to read the book. In a world where instant gratification is the norm, where attention spans are shorter than ever before, creating anticipation becomes crucial. Teacher book talks provide that sense of anticipation by giving students a sneak peek into the captivating world of literature. You're not just telling about the book, you're inviting them into the experience. When students are left wanting more, when they're hungry to know what happens next, you've already won half the battle. They're now emotionally vested in the story, and that emotional connection is what keeps them turning the pages. That's the beauty of a teacher book talk. They don't just introduce a book, they introduce a journey, an adventure, a puzzle waiting to be solved. But the teacher book talks do more than simply entice students to read. They foster a connection between you and your students. You become more relatable. When you stand in front of your students and passionately share your excitement about a book, you're not just a teacher delivering information. You become a relatable role model. You're showing them that reading isn't just something that they have to do for school. It's something that can genuinely be enjoyed. By being authentic about your own love of reading, you're bridging the gap between the teacher and the student. You're humanizing yourself to the student, making you more approachable and relatable in their eyes. You're making a connection. Think about it. When you share why you love a book or how a particular character resonated with you, you're giving your students a glimpse into your personal world, inviting them to connect with you on a deeper level beyond the traditional teacher-student relationship. This can create an environment where they feel comfortable opening up about their own reading experiences, their own reading preferences, and even their own reading challenges. You're not just teaching reading, you're creating a space for a shared experience and authentic conversations. You shift student perceptions of reading. Let's face it, many students view reading as something uncool or boring, but when you stand in front of the class enthusiastically talking about a book, it can shift their perception. It makes reading something exciting, relevant, and enjoyable. Your passion becomes infectious, and suddenly reading becomes something that's worth their time and their attention. Book talks foster connection by encouraging independent exploration. When students see you excited about books, they're more likely to be curious and explore reading on their own. They might be inspired to pick up books that you've recommended or even venture into new genres that they wouldn't have considered before. By fostering the sense of curiosity and exploration, you're empowering students to become independent readers who actively seek out books that resonate with them. And you're creating a reading community. When students see their teacher genuinely excited about books, it can inspire them to view reading in a different light. It shows them that reading isn't just an isolated activity. It's something that can be shared and discussed. As you share your thoughts and enthusiasm about a book, you're inviting students into a reading community where everyone's opinions are valued. This sense of community can encourage students to recommend books to each other, discuss their favorite parts, and even collaborate on projects. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that I am passionate about teachers creating reading communities. If we truly want an educated society, we have to get today's students to see the value in reading and that reading is not just something that we do for school. I have written about this topic on multiple different occasions on my own blog, on collaborative blogs that I've been part of, and there's actually a whole chapter in my book on this very topic. In a nutshell, teacher book talks go beyond just introducing books. They create bridges of connections between you and your students. They transform you from a teacher to a reading enthusiast. And in doing so, you lay the foundation for a classroom environment where reading is celebrated, shared, and enjoyed. All right, let's look at two books that I've shared with students for years. One is historical fiction and the other is fantasy. My first example here is called Ground Zero by Alan Gratz. There's a couple of reasons I like to share this book at the beginning of the year. One, we don't start school until after Labor Day. So 9/11 is typically just a few days from the start of the school year. So the book is timely and it connects to other things that we're talking about in my class and things that they're talking about in other classes as well. I know that by the time this episode drops, 9/11 will have already happened, but I wouldn't let that stop you from sharing the book. The other reason for sharing Ground Zero has to do with my love of Alan Gratz. He is an amazing historical fiction writer that does his research and presents historically accurate information in his stories on a wide range of events. So I feel confident recommending his books to my students that they will get more than just a fiction story from the book. They are going to learn about an event or even maybe a time period. If you're not familiar with the book Ground Zero, it's told in two perspectives. One is about a boy named Noah who gets separated from his fathers in one of the towers on the day where they were hit by the planes. And it talks about his experiences and surviving the towers falling and what it took for him to get out of the towers. And the second perspective is about a young girl, Rashmina, in Afghanistan, who is just trying to survive the war that's happening over there since 9/11 and how it has affected her. It even shows the perspective that Afghan citizens might have about the United States. It's a very interesting story that doesn't just entertain, it educates and prompts important discussions about history, empathy, and the human spirit. The book came out in 2021, and I've shared it for the past few years. I would definitely recommend any book written by Alan Gratz, especially for middle school students. The second book talk that I do, and I've done this one since 2016, 2017, is Cinder by Marissa Myers. It's a fairy tale retelling, and I love fairy tales. I love fairy tale retellings, not only because I find them interesting myself, but I find that I can often get reluctant readers to engage with a fairy tale retelling because they already know a lot about the plot. It's not an entirely new story for them. They don't have to learn a whole new world in their fantasy to be able to understand the story. They can understand it based on what they know from the fairy tale. And this book, Cinder, is a fairy tale retelling of Cinderella, but not in a way that you would think. Cinder is the main character and she's the Cinderella of the story, but the story is told in a way that most students haven't heard before. There's a lot of the main plot points of Cinderella, but in this book, Cinder is a cyborg, a mechanic. There's a plague that takes over their world and she becomes part of the story on how to save the people from the plague. And within that storyline, she learns about her family and she finds her Prince Charming and all the things that you would expect from a Cinderella story. Because of the way that the story is written, it appeals to both boys and girls, and it's a 300 plus page book. Typically, after I share this book, it is a book that I cannot keep on the shelves. All of my copies are taken or they're reserved, as well as copies in the library. And then sometimes I even have to borrow from other teachers. Teachers that have known me in the building for a couple years know exactly the day that I share this book with my students because we are all on a scramble to try to find enough copies for everybody. It is a well-beloved book in my classroom. And the best part is that once I hook that reader, even a reluctant reader to this book, they are reading all year. This book is the first book in an entire series. And so many times I've had students reading this series all year. This series has some graphic novels as part of it and some supplemental short stories that go with it. So there are a lot of entry points for students to become enthralled with this series. And I just love it. I've actually attended 3 of Marissa Myers' book signings in person. I will say that there's been a difference in the conversation around this book since COVID. Because of the plague in the book, the conversations that I've had with students have shifted a little bit because before the pandemic, a plague that took over your entire country or your entire world was something that really we didn't understand, wasn't really within our scope of understanding. But now that we've been through COVID, we certainly have had some very interesting discussions. So it also has upped the relevancy of this book. It's more timely now than it was even just a few years ago. This book encourages discussions about empowerment, individuality, and the importance of crafting one's destiny. It's an excellent example of how a classic story can be reimagined to reflect the contemporary values while retaining the magic of the original story. So there you have it. Teacher Book Talks are a simple yet effective tool to get your students excited about teaching. They go beyond simply browsing the shelves or sharing a summary. They create anticipation, build connection, and open students up to new books. If you aren't currently sharing book talks, or even if you feel like you can't book talk until you've read all the books, I would encourage you to take a few minutes and plan a book on a book that you truly love. Plan it out, share it with your students, and then see how invested your students become with that particular book. If it's a book that you truly enjoy, your enthusiasm for that book will be infectious. All right. Whenever I share strategies like this or share stories of how reluctant readers are all of a sudden become willing participants, I feel like I need to say that there's no one thing that's going to magically make all of your students instantly love reading. And even when I share book talks, there are still students in my class that don't love them. And there are still students in my class that I struggle to get to read. But it's the combination of all the little things that I do, creating a classroom environment that's conducive to reading, where I share my own personal love of reading, where I get my students to talk about their own reading. All of these things combined are used to grab more and more students into the reading fold. And really, that's all that I can hope for. I would love it if all of my students were magically readers, but I understand that that's not the case. And so I don't want to ever leave the impression that I have 100% of my students reading every single day. I can get every student reading, but there are definitely days where it's a struggle. And there are definitely days where I have students during reading time who are not reading. So I just want to keep it real. I just want to be honest with you. And I want to make sure that even when I'm sharing these ideas and share the stories, I understand that book talks are not this magic. There's not one magical thing. Wouldn't it be nice if there was, but there isn't. My hope is that if you're not currently giving book talks in your class, that you will take time to do one in your class this week. Take the information from this episode and put together your own book talk. How you present that book is going to make a huge difference in the attitude and the approach that your students will have with that particular book. So just simply taking them to the library, which you know I believe in and am a huge advocate for, but a book talk just takes it to that one next level that we can do. And if you are a teacher, you should be reading. So share a book that you love with your students. All right. So this week in our Facebook group discussions, I'm going to open a thread where you can come over and you can share books that you love to book talk with your students. What are some of your favorite books that you like to get your students to read so that we can start just kind of gathering a list of where we can start? So if you're not sure where to start, come check out the list and see if there's a book that you already love that you can share with your class. I'm also going to be opening a thread to talk about some of the other little things that you do in class that get students excited about reading. Do you have a particular day that you read, or do you call days different things, or what do you do in class to help build that enthusiasm? Do you have an easy to implement idea that you've used where you've seen it make a difference in students' attitudes about reading or willingness to try a book? I think it's so important to share ideas about teaching. So if you're not part of the Facebook group, pop over. And if you're in the group, please feel free to share any and all of your ideas. Next week, we're going to continue talking about ways to help students find books. I may even share a few ideas from the Facebook group. So if you've got a great one, please share it with us. Until next time, everyone, have a great week.